All right, we're here with Harry Ray today. Harry, thanks for joining me.
No problem, Andrew.
I guess great place to start. How are you feeling? It's been about 2 weeks now since you're coming back from injury. You feeling well?
Yeah, no, feeling a lot better. Definitely a scary moment, but glad to be back out on the field and playing again.
How tough do you think it is? You go through spring training, feel like you're probably getting in some sort of a groove, and then we're in the second week of the season, you get the injury, and then now you're finally coming back. How tough is that transition to feel like you're in a good spot and then have to get back to that spot?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a tough place to get into when, like you said, feeling good coming out of spring training, ready to roll, and then all of a sudden, second week, bang, you're out, and you miss significant time early when you feel like you were in a groove, and then now you kind of got to go back, not seeing anything for 2-3 weeks, and then get back in the box, and you're like, oh, it's a little weird right now. Haven't been here for a while.
Yep.
So, no, it was definitely a learning experience for me, just seeing how long it took and how I could get myself as back to shape as possible, being in the box and just feeling comfortable again.
Do you feel like, well, 2 nights ago now, you had that, it was maybe 10-plus pitch at bat where you had a couple balls that might have been a home run if they were fair. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that might have been a turning point where yesterday you had 2 hits?
Yeah, I think that definitely, the bats where they started to come together, nothing result-wise, but the last few games I've been putting together a lot of good at-bats, getting deep into counts, seeing pitches, fouling off tough pitches, and just the move to the ball and the swing started to feel really good and comfortable and back to spring training. So I think looking back on that now, it was definitely those at-bats kind of started going in the right direction and trending for me.
Do you feel like having your biggest four-legged fan in attendance last night had any reason behind it?
Oh, 100%. Seeing my guy there last night, Blue, that's my baby. So it was definitely, I had to do something special for him. So
let's transition to Vanderbilt real quick here since we're in the College World Series time. First question, finish this sentence. The 2020 College World Series champions would have been
the back-to-back Vanderbilt Commodores. We were going to go back-to-back for sure.
The 2021 College World Series will be.
It might have been a three-peat then. It possibly could have been a three-peat. So we'll stick to the back-to-back for them. But, no, yeah, I think those guys, they got something good going on right now. And, hey, where they're going now, it's just a privilege to be there. And whatever happens, but I definitely hope for the best for them. It's going to be tough, but I think they're the team that can do it for sure.
You want me to put you on the spot here? Harry Ray starts an MLB team. He has the first pick in the draft this year. Is he taking Kumar Rocker or is he taking Jack Leiter?
Yeah, that's definitely putting me on the spot. No, I think whoever does have that first pick, I don't know exactly. I think it's the Pirates, maybe. I don't think they're good. They make a wrong choice going with either or. I think both of them have a very, very unique skill set, and they both are very competitive, and they're going to bring a lot to whichever or to that organization and whoever does end up picking them. So I think it's kind of a 1A and 1B. Or 1A and another 1A. You're not really losing much with either one of those guys. So I'm happy to see who does take them, and I'm just going to be following their careers throughout because I know they're both going to do special things.
Well, we got two guys in our organization outside of you that you played with, and Austin Martin and Phil Clark.
Mm-hmm.
How nice is it to be in an organization with two guys that you at least know?
No, it's great. It was definitely probably one of the things that led me as well, but for sure being able to have familiar faces, I think it does make a transition like the one that guys make going from college to pro ball. I think it does make it a little easier when you go and spring training, you show up and you see two faces that you had seen for the past 3 years. It kind of makes it a little easier for you, and you kind of feel like this isn't so awkward and not so strange at the beginning. But seeing those guys was definitely a lot of fun, hanging out with them a lot and just being around them, and you can't go wrong with having friends wherever you are.
What do you miss most about Nashville?
I think it's probably the people, the fans, my teammates, students, everybody, just the people there. They're so nice, and everybody's just, it's very family oriented. So it's definitely, that's probably the biggest thing I miss about that place.
Nashville has a bunch of Instagrammable spots. Have you been to said Instagram spots to get those pictures?
I have seen said places. I have not taken said Instagram photos, but I've definitely seen them, and they're definitely worth the photo. But I couldn't do it.
Obviously, you'd want to move up the levels as quickly as possible. But is it nice to at least start in Florida, where you have family around, and at least you're just getting into your pro career? So it's nice to have your family be able to show up to the games and your dog come to the games.
Yeah, no, I think it's a blessing in disguise. I think you obviously want to be. You want to go to the highest level possible and wherever that may be. But for me, I look at everything. There's positive in everything. And getting placed in the Florida League, I think for me it was just, hey, I know I'm close to home. My family can get here and see games whenever they want. It's not really a stress for them to try and, we got to take this flight to said place and go see Harrison. Let's hop in the car and drive an hour and a half, no more than that usually, and go see Harrison play. So I think that's definitely a blessing in disguise for me and my family.
What do you think the biggest difference between the college level and this level at low A now is?
For me, I think I think you see more velocity. I think college, there's definitely velocity in the college game. Maybe not to the extent as everybody. You see guys here, most teams, everybody's coming out. If their starters are throwing 95, bullpen guys are throwing 95+. So you see those guys 90, 93, and those are usually very crafty guys. But I think the biggest thing is just velocity day in and day out. And I think it's just the playing. You're playing every day. Yeah. You're playing every single day. And it's a good thing and a bad thing. It does start to wear on you a little bit, and you have to learn how to take care of your body and stuff. But I also think it's also an advantage, because when you do start feeling good, you're playing every day, so you're in that groove, and you don't really lose that groove per se.
How nice is it to be in a clubhouse again, where you get to be with your teammates all the time, and we were off for a whole year or longer, and now you finally get to be back with some teammates?
Yeah, no, that was definitely a weird little period we had. Don't think we've ever seen that before in our time. So I think it was definitely uncharted waters and very weird for a lot of people. And just being able to be back on a field, like you said, back in a clubhouse, it's definitely fun being around guys, making those connections, those bonds with guys that you're playing with, and you're with them almost 24/7 every day. So it's definitely... it's what you play for, just the bonds you make and the relationships that you build with these guys. So I think it's definitely I'm happy to be back on a field in a clubhouse with guys and making these connections.
Last question for you here. What's the goals get to the middle of the season now and to finish up?
I think just playing hard, having fun, winning. I think that's the biggest thing. If we're winning, I feel like everything's going well for everybody. So the main focus is play hard, compete every at bat, every play, and just have fun. I think people lose sight of it's a game. You're supposed to play with fun, smile, and be happy out there. I think you can definitely get into ruts where you don't really have that happiness. So for me, it's just knowing what this is and having fun and just being thankful for every time I get to be on this field.
Well, Harry, I appreciate you doing this.
No
Thank
problem.
You very much.
Thank you, Andrew.